And we are thrilled to be joined by what I'll go ahead and say is a forgotten Badger legend at running back. That's Brian Calhoun. Your 2005 season statistically was one of the best we've seen out of a Badger running back when you count for all-purpose yards. And that's saying something, Brian. So thanks for taking the time to join us today.
No, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
And I want to start with this Badger football program and where it's at and where it's going to go. And I think we can start with how the season ended. You participated in the rivalry here. You're a Wisconsin kid losing to Minnesota. That's just a sour taste, a sour way to end the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think going into the game, you felt a lot of, you know, maybe joy, or you felt like we're turning the corner. Like our defense has played a lot better, and you got to give credit to the defense. They, mm-hmm. I think the second half of the season, they really played a lot better, especially with those two freshman linebackers. But you were just hoping that you would see a little bit more on the offensive side. Obviously, in a tough, snowy conditions on the road, I just thought that we didn't show enough on offense to be able to put points on the board to help our defense out. And you got to think our defense is on the field quite a bit, not only in the Minnesota game, but in the previous games before that. And so right now we're not really – we're really one-dimensional, and I think you got to give the DC a lot of credit. I think he took a lot of flack early on in his tenure at Wisconsin, but he's done a really good job, you know, this year in the second half of the season.
Brian, we put this poll question out here on our Twitter page. If fans have clarity about the future of Badger football now that the season's over, right now we've got a resounding 70% saying no. Where do you stand on that? Do you believe that there's some clarity? Are you still trying to figure that out? Where is your head at?
I mean, I think if you were a fan or even just a casual observer of Badger football, it's hard to say that you have clarity. I think the only thing we're clear about is Coach Fickell is going to return next year. Right? That's the only clarity we have. I think, unfortunately, and he may not ever admit this publicly, but, you know, hiring the first OC, Longo, really set this program back. Trying to do a wholesale change of an offense that's not really – predicated A on the tradition of Wisconsin, also B the athletes, the team that we had at that time was not ready for that system. And so 2 years in, you admit that you made a mistake by firing Longo, but now we're still behind the eight ball. And this is the first year under Grimes, still behind the eight ball, still don't have a quarterback that has stayed healthy, which sometimes that's out of our control. But then we've had plenty of young quarterbacks along the way in the last couple of years that has not stayed and weren't able to develop them. So I think with all those questions, we almost have zero clarity. And I think that's maybe the most unsettling part as a Badger alum, as a Badger fan, as we're almost, you know, going to year four and there's still almost no clarity on what our identity is, where we're going, how we're going to get there.
And Brian, you kind of touched on it. You're an alum. You know, you're from the state, or you grew up in the state, and you're coaching too. And I want to get to your perspective as a coach. But how did you get into coaching? When did you know you wanted to become a coach? And how did you get to the position you're at with Oak Creek?
Yeah, so I was fortunate enough to play with Coach Alvarez. My last couple of years at Wisconsin, Coach Chris, Coach White were the coordinators at the time. And so I was fortunate to get drafted and play a few years. My NFL career was cut short because of injuries, but I knew very shortly after that I wanted to get into coaching. I love football. And so it didn't take very long for me to find kind of my niche into coaching. So, I'm fortunate enough to be back at Oak Creek, which is my alma mater. Travis Beckham, also a Badger alum, went here. Jake Sprague, also alum that went here. So a lot of rich tradition here at Oak Creek. And so I'm fortunate enough to be back here, and I'm thankful and also looking forward to building what's already been here towards the future.
Brad, it's cool to get to see this on the other side too, I'm sure, for you. When it comes to developing recruits, with this being the early signing period too, what are college coaches, what are college programs looking for? Because again, you know, it's still football at the end of the day, but there's another level to it. Out of curiosity, in your head, what have you observed over time as college football's changed a little bit? What are programs looking for these days in players?
Yeah, like you hinted at it. College football has changed mightily. Like, you know, back when I was recruited a long time ago, long time ago, you know, coaches coming to see you, you going to camps, you going to campuses, writing letters. That was the primary way of recruiting. Now you have social media, you have highlight tapes, you have all these different avenues to be able to promote yourself. But when it comes to the high school athlete, each program is different. A place like Wisconsin predicated its success on getting kids in state, developing those kids, and also maybe taking a chance on a walk-on kid that maybe has some lower FBS or FCS offers, and developing that kid 3, 4, 5 years down the line. And so now you're in this space where I have to make or address immediate concerns or needs through the transfer portal. Kids will come, kids will go, but you need to address that. But then you're in this weird gray area of, I still need to develop kids, because if you're going to be somewhere 3, 4, 5 years, you need some of those kids, most of those kids, to see it through and develop. And that's where in this weird space of, you know, for instance, Carter Smith, you want to develop him. And I think if you watch the film, and if we're being completely honest, the game at times is moving a little, maybe a little too fast. So you want to develop him. But we also have immediate need, because now you're going to year 4, that staff may feel like, and people may feel like, they need to win now or show some type of progress. So you're now in this dilemma of keeping a kid that we need to develop and we really like, but also winning now. And so that's the space that a lot of places are in. Obviously, the revenue sharing is a big deal too. What resources you have to get the better players in the portal. And, you know, it's good to hear that we're going to add more resources to the pool that we already have. That's good to hear. But it's also a hard decision for a transfer kid. If I know Wisconsin's going to offer this, and I know another school is going to offer this, if you look at the last 3 or 4 years, you don't feel that confident because you haven't seen the on-field success. And so that's the gray area that we're in. And we got to, you know, we got to fight like hell to really get out of that area and convince kids like Wisconsin's the place to be.
So how do you walk that line? Because you use we a lot, rightfully so. And you have a lot of talented kids on your team. I'm hoping that Wisconsin is knocking down your door for different kids. And so how do you manage, like, when they come to you and you want to give them advice about Wisconsin? And obviously you have your love for the university and everything you've done there, but you want to do what's in the best interest of your kids. So I'm sure you walk that line. So tell us, how do you walk that line with those kids?
Yeah, I think it's a tough line to walk. And I will say this, in defense of the coaching staff not maybe recruiting the state as heavily as people like. Number one, the top prospects in the state need to be recruited heavily. There's no question about it. However, I will say not every single top prospect may be a right fit for you, right? And what does that mean? That means maybe a kid is more about self than program. Maybe a kid has some baggage that maybe you don't fit into your culture. So I'm not going to knock them that much on that. Yes, the top kids need to be recruited heavily here. But it's also like you got to go where it's a fit culturally, program-wise, coaching staff. Maybe I'm a top prospect and I don't have that great relationship with a position coach. Or maybe the style of offense isn't necessarily what you want, although you're an in-state kid. So you have to look and see each situation differently. Am I going to get a chance to develop, or do I want to play right away or early on? Look at the depth chart. Those are the things that you have to look at as an in-state recruit. So, yes, you want every kid. Don't get me wrong. You want every kid in-state. However, it's not as simple as saying, oh, this kid's from here, this kid's from here. We got to get them. Maybe it's not a fit. Maybe there's different evaluations of how good a kid actually is. I know a Division I kid, no offense, maybe going to Northern Illinois, maybe the staff doesn't think they're good enough to play at Wisconsin. And that happens. And so that's kind of the space that you have to live in and be honest with them. Like, my experience was my experience. That's not the same for every single kid. And so I'm honest with them, but I also know how great of a university it is, and playing for your home state, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, Brian. I mean, to be totally honest, I'm just looking at your numbers and doing some research and everything, man. I mean, it's legit. The numbers were insane. And I got to give you your flowers on that one. And I just really want to see RBU return to what it was. I got to see Braylon Allen in the few years, but it wasn't like the RBU based off committee with the Gordon days, with James White, all of those, right. All of those guys where it was just stacked one after the other. How does Wisconsin just get back to that? How does Wisconsin get back to the days where you were in that room and it was just causing a bunch of chaos in that backfield?
Yeah, it's funny because I like the running backs we have. I think they have shown flashes. But getting back to the idea of like Wisconsin is for O-linemen, running backs. We had a string of really good tight ends. We've had a string of really good linebackers. Like, there have been a lot of successful players that has come through Wisconsin, particularly at the running back position. And so, like, we took that with tremendous pride. You know, you walk in the running back room and you see all the names that came before you, the Ron Danes, the Anthony Davises, the Michael Bennett, the Brent Mosses. And so, like, you felt that as a responsibility. But that's just not the running back. That's also making sure that we get the guys up front. I think 2005 was an incredible year for me, but our team was also very successful. We had a lot of guys that ended up playing in the NFL, but that offensive line was tremendous, and I owe a lot of my success to that offensive line. And so getting back to building on both sides of the ball on the offensive and defensive line is one of the keys to getting back to where we want to be as far as a running game. I will give the defensive credit. I thought the defensive line this year, their play was much better than the last few years. And so I think we're trending in the right direction. But getting guys like in-state guys like Brunner from Whitefish Bay, like that was a huge get. Getting more of those guys because they're all around the state, but establishing the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, I think that's where we kind of go back to getting back to a running back, you having a top offensive line and so forth.
With your Barry Alvarez, you played for him. We have a lot, yeah. You know, we have Mark Tauscher who played for him, Tark Sala, Derek Engler, two guys that I hosted with for a long time who played for him. He now does a show, Barry Alvarez does with us weekly here on ESPN Madison. What influence did Barry have on you personally, professionally? And also, everyone's got a Barry story. You don't have to do the impersonation that Tark and some guys like to do, but everyone's got a Barry story for us.
I think Coach Alvarez has influenced so many people that played for him. What I really appreciated about Coach Alvarez at that time, he met everywhere where they were. Doesn't matter if you're a Wisconsin kid, a Jersey kid, a Texas kid. He really wanted the best for you. And he was extremely supportive. I was fortunate enough to be able to run track at Wisconsin. Joe Thomas threw at Wisconsin. We had a number of football players, and he was very supportive of that. He had this vibe and this aura about him, mm-hmm. that in his presence when he walked in the room, you know, that was Coach Alvarez. And so I think he had that respect. And by the time I got to Wisconsin, he was kind of at the end of his tenure. So you knew the legend of Coach Alvarez. But I have nothing but tremendous respect for him. I owe a lot of my success at Wisconsin because of Coach Alvarez. And so I'm very thankful for him. And I'm glad he's still involved somewhat in Wisconsin sports.
Oh, he got everyone riled up when he told the fans to go boo in a bar.
I think my take is he's earned the right to – people have their own opinion, and he's earned the right to be as critical or not as he wants. It's maybe not something that I would have said or I agree on, but that's maybe what he was feeling at that exact moment. Mm-hmm. But he loves Wisconsin. He wants the best for Wisconsin. I think everybody's kind of frustrated at what we've seen this far. And so hopefully 2026 is much better than that.
Brian, my last question for you going into that. This offseason, it's big. Whether it's one position or just in general, something the Badgers need to attack this offseason, what's that one thing that you're really hoping they get after and why?
Well, unfortunately, I think there's a few different areas of need. The first decision is got to figure out what the plan is to do on offense as far as your quarterback position. Are you going to ride it out with Carter Smith, or are you going to bring in one or two guys in the transfer portal? You could also add to that what's the health status of O'Neal and Edwards? Are they planning on coming back? What is the plan at quarterback position? I also think that you're going to have to figure out offensive line. And then just add some pieces of defense. I know we're losing some guys on defensive line. Those freshman linebackers are a good group to build around. But I think the quarterback position and finding what we want to do offensively is going to be the key to our success. Because I still think, even though Grimes came in, I still think there was some area of concern of, like, what exactly are we doing and what's our identity? You can blame the injuries. You can blame the inexperience. But we still need to have – like, if Stocko wasn't playing and Tyler Donovan was his backup, he went in the game and you still knew what we were trying to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that we had that the last couple of years. And so getting back to what we're trying to be. And it may not be the same style that I played in, or Anthony Davis or John Clay. It may not be the same style, but at least people can point and say that's Wisconsin football. And I don't think we've been able to do that the last 3 years.
The last thing I have for you, what was the most satisfying win this season for you? I mean, I was at all these games. The Washington game was fun just because being out there and having old school Wisconsin, pulling something off and feeling great about it. But the Illinois game for beating Bielema again is always good. And also, that was the best game the Badgers played all year. So for me, my most satisfying win for the Badgers in 2025 was Illinois. What was yours?
Yeah, I would agree. You know, because if you go back to, and then I think maybe people look read into like the history of it, right? Obviously, Coach B was at Wisconsin. Obviously, they beat Wisconsin when McIntosh decided to fire Coach Chris. Like, there's a lot of different storylines you can go there. But I think that you're right. I think that was the most complete they looked. I think Carter Smith showed some different dimensions that we haven't seen from a quarterback in a while. And the defense really played like their hair's on fire. And I really had an appreciation for just playing on the attack. And I feel like we haven't done that. And so I would say that was the most complete game. And it was fun to watch. And, you know, and I had some buddies and former teammates were saying, why are they storming the field? It's like, some of these kids in college haven't seen a successful product. And so I'm not going to bash a college kid for cheering on a team, especially when at times it seemed like we were at the bottom, right? And so I think that was the most complete game, and I'm glad that campus was able to experience it. But now that you have a taste of success, now we need to carry that momentum into the offseason and become a regular back to what we were, right? Like, I think anybody at this point would be happy with 8-9 wins every year, which is what we were kind of averaging over that time span. And so I think we need to get back to playing that type of football and being in that conversation.
Absolutely. Brian, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with the offseason training and programs for your football team. We appreciate
thank
your
you.
Time.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
That was awesome.
Yeah, thanks, Ben.
A forgotten Badger legend there, Brian Calhoun, running back. Because it is running back you, and Brian did have an injury there in the NFL, but he was explosive at Wisconsin, and he did not get a lot of help from the quarterbacks. He was not going to say that, but I will say that. So he made a lot of great plays and made a lot of big moves there, and we really appreciate him taking the time to join us. Pablo, you had something you wanted to do at the end of the show?
We might actually have to table that one. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of a busy day today, but I appreciate you tossing it to
all
me.
All right,
on
no
that
problem.
One,
this has
thank
been
you.
This has been the Jump Around, our Badger dedicated show on ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube stream.